Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The interesting part to me is, well, I just asked Gerard Whateley, which action was worse, Cozzy Pickett or Shane McAdam? The outcome for Shane McAdam was worse because the guy he bumped needed a concussion test, so McAdam sent straight to the tribunal. Pickett gets two from the MRO, but let's divorce the bump and the bump discussion from bracing for contact, which is completely different. And I know there's a lot of people talking about the deliberate terminology. The MRO process does need a review on this. We do need a new category because bracing for contact last split second is different to a predetermined bump, I believe, as well. When you're predetermined to bump, you line a guy up and bump a guy. It's a lot different than at the last split second bracing your own body for contact, which might end up being to the head, but you didn't really have another option. Both these guys had other options, and that's the essence of this. I don't think we should ban the bump. And Simon Goodwin's talked about banning the bump. Well, not, he doesn't call for the bump to be banned, but he talks about the thought of banning the bump today. And I'll play you that from his press conference about an hour ago very shortly. But the bottom line is we should be asking the question, why didn't these guys bump? Cozzy Pickett should have smothered the kick, or at least attempted to smother the kick. At least McAdam, he at least looked like he wanted to go low. Pickett launched upwards. Which action was worse in your thoughts? 1-300-736-736. Cozzy Pickett should have smothered the kick. Or attempted to. You might get hurt smothering the kick, so it's a pretty brave thing to do, but electing to bump is a bit of an easier way out than diving across the boot, but he could have smothered, so he had another option than to bump. Ware at least had the ball when McAdam bumped him, whereas the ball was gone. It had been kicked away when Cozzy bumped Bailey Smith. So at least the ball was there for Shane McAdam, but he had the option to tackle, and that's the issue here. Why did they choose to bump when one could have smothered and one could have tackled? So your thoughts on all of that. I'll play a little bit of Simon Goodwin from the press conference. 1-300-736-736 and a heap of other stuff to get to as well. Who's going to be in more trouble in a month's time is the other issue I want to discuss with you later. Most likely to be 0-2 after this week. There's a couple of teams. Well, the loser of Geelong and Carlton will be in an interesting spot because the loser will be without a win after 2 weeks. Yeah, Carlton's got a draw, but there'll be some alarm bells ringing at Carlton if they lose to Geelong, and maybe some alarm bells ringing at Geelong if they start 0-2. Now, the Cats have got the quality to make the finals anyway, and maybe they're going to work their way to the business end and, you know, flick the switch come the business end of the year. Brisbane could be 0-2. They play Melbourne at the Gabba this week, and then they've got the Bulldogs at Marvel. They could be 0-3, and they've got Collingwood at the Gabba. They could be 0-4. So who is the alarm bell is ringing more for when it comes to the losers from the weekend? We'll talk about that a little later on as well. 1-300-736-736, all right now, if you'd like to discuss it, because it is something that's been popping into my mind. Jeff in Manor Lakes, as we go straight to the phone zone, take your calls for the next couple of hours. Great to have your company for Midday Matters. Welcome to you, Jeff.
G'day, Dwayne. With Cozzy Pickett one, I really think, and I agree with Jared, I didn't watch 360 last night, but he should have gone for intentional. That was an intentional hit. He had no qualms. He knew what he was doing, and he was like, I'm probably over-exaggerating here, like a human missile. He was just full speed and just dived straight at him, and he's bloody lucky that he didn't hit his head. Because if he had it, I reckon he should have been gone for 10.
And that's the issue there. I mean, the launch into the air, he had the option of smothering, and the guy, when he actually made contact, didn't have the ball. At least for Shane McAdam, Jacob Ware had the ball at the time, and he didn't launch like Pickett did. If you're just suspending on the action alone, not the outcome, I think Cozzy probably would end up getting a bigger suspension. If it was just the action alone the suspension was based on. Jeff, great to have your call. We'll race through as many on this as possible. John in Littlehampton in Adelaide. Welcome to you, John.
Yeah, Dwayne, I'm a Port supporter. I don't know if you saw the game on Saturday.
I did.
Darcy Byrne-Jones, second quarter, went to bump Will Ashcroft. If he tackled him, even if he broke the tackle, he would have slowed him down. But he went to bump him, missed him, and he kicked a goal.
Yeah,
I think coaches should outlaw the bump. Coaches should instruct their players, do not bump.
Hang on, just on that, John, can you repeat that? You think coaches should instruct their players, do not bump?
Correct.
And hold the line, John. Got a prize for you. Don't go anywhere. I just want to play you Simon Goodman from his press conference an hour and a half ago where he told the world that he's told his players, do not bump.
It's obviously an incident that we don't like to see. And I've got to ask after the game, would I speak to Cozzy about the way he played? I'm certainly going to talk to him about the way he plays. I love the pressure that he puts on. I love the intensity that he plays with. But I did speak to our playing group, and Cozzy was involved in that, about the bump. There's no element in the game where we should be bumping. And that's the message I've given to our playing group, that it just puts you in a situation that you don't want to be in. So, we certainly won't be encouraging our players to bump. We want them to tackle. We want them to play tough, contested footy. But that's one element of the game we've got to get right.
The bump is dead. That's what you're saying.
Oh, from my perspective, I think it is, yeah. I think there's always the way you use your body with your shoulder in contest situations, but not in a bumping sense. I think, our game is about tackling. There's no need to bump. I think it is dead, yeah.
There you go, John. That was Simon Goodman from an hour and a half ago. So he's instructing his players, and I think most coaches do, don't bump.
Yeah, it's useless. It's about as useful as an ashtray on a motorbike.
Glad you went with that one, John. I appreciate it. Hold the line. You've got a Dwayne's World T-shirt coming your way. We'll send it to Littlehampton in Adelaide. Let my producer, Mitch, know if you're medium and large. Darren in Greenvale. Welcome to you, Darren.
Dwayne, good morning. Good afternoon. Just a happy Bomber fan. No Peter Wright. And we're doing all right. Forward line was immense on Sunday. The run off new player Setterfield, I think, was an absolute bargain that we got off Carlton. I've just had a look at the running fixture, Dwayne. We're going to go 4-0 before we get Melbourne up in Adelaide. Make that fire before we hit a reaping Anzac Day. And I reckon it'll be our first versus second there. And that's where the Bombers go 6-0. I reckon 17th premiership on the way, mate.
Well, given the Gold Coast, the way they played against Sydney, you think you've got them covered at Marvel this week? We'll take it one game at a time. That's a pretty important game for both teams. All the momentum, all the excitement, all the forward momentum the club has right now will be wiped away if you lose to the Gold Coast. I mean, the Gold Coast have got troubles of their own as they start 0-2. But, I mean, this is the kind of game that everyone's now expecting you to win. So I hope you do win it as well in terms of Essendon fans and the want for the future to be bright. But for the Gold Coast, I mean, if they start 0-2, I'm worried about them, to be honest, as well. Chris in Brisbane's got a thought on the poor starting Lions and whether the Lions can bounce back and make sure they don't start 0-4. Welcome to you, Chris.
Oh, how you going there, Dwayne? Look, thanks for having me on. I watched the Lions game, and yes, it was a poor start. I prefer to understand if it's just a poor performance by Brisbane or were Port just very good. Interested in your thoughts on that. But I think, from my perspective, that their midfield, or Port's midfield, in that second half, which was fantastic. They were just too quick, and they tend to just dominate the scoreboard in that respect. But just interested in your thoughts.
Well, I think Brisbane are going to be fine because I think you've got a really good list. You're not going to play that bad consistently. I think it was one of those games that I'm happy to look at as a one-off, except for the fact that your draw's really hard, Chris. So you've got Melbourne at the Gabba this week, and when it comes to the tipping, I think I'm going to tip Melbourne because Melbourne, and I'll play Simon Goodman talking about the players that they've got coming back, but Stephen May's coming back in. Viney's coming back in. So Melbourne are a really good lineup at the moment and only getting better for this week against Brisbane. So will you start 0-2? Yeah, I think you will. Then you've got the Bulldogs at Marvel the next week, and then you've got Collingwood at the Gabba. So even though I'm not really worried about you, I might end up being worried about you if you're 0-4.
No, spot on. And look, we've also got a big revenue spinner this Friday, but we also got an NRL clash with the Dolphins v Broncos. Just interested in your thoughts in terms of how do the NRL and the AFL have that little mismatch. I mean, this is a real revenue spinner for Brisbane to get that Friday night game. We don't get many. And we just had this clash with the NRL. I mean, I'm a I've been a member of the Broncos a long time, but recently became a member of the Broncos, and I like to go to all of the games. Obviously, yeah. I'll be going to the Lions game, but it's just a... I don't know, is this an NRL issue, or did the AFL just, you know, mess up that little clash? Just interested in your thoughts.
But no, I don't think they'd really care too much. We didn't really know that the Dolphins were going to be this good. I think they're quite happy to let NRL and AFL fans, hey, make a choice. Do you want to watch the Lions? Maybe they're quite happy for our game or the AFL game to go head-to-head with theirs. Flick between the two. Maybe let's see the best of theirs, let's see the best of ours, and let's work out who's better, Chris. I don't think the contest between the two different codes is a bad one. I actually think it's a good one, even though it might cost the Lions a few at the game.
Look, I'm hearing that usually a game like that, we had round 23. We had it was pretty close to a sellout at the Gabba. I think it was a sellout, and so that you would expect this time around it to be the same thing. I'm hearing that we're probably 5,000 or 6,000. Less than what we anticipated. So I know you can still get tickets. I just went and had a look. So it does cost you a bit in terms of just places, but I will come close to a sellout anyway. I still think that, you know, we love watching Melbourne. It's a fantastic midfield, and, you know, it's going to be a big night in Brisbane on Friday night.
Going to be huge, Chris, and I don't think it's a bad thing, people making a choice, flicking between the two. Let's make the comparison. Let's see which code's better. Let's see who wins the ratings. And the ratings have been pretty good for Channel 7 and for Fox Footy, I've got to say, for one round of footy so far. Great to have you call, Chris. Chris, always good to have people calling from all parts of Australia, including the Gold Coast. The Gold Coast Crow, who is a regular texter, Gold Coast Crow. You very rarely ring. Great to have you on.
Hey, Dwayne. How are you? Good.
Good.